Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Alex Strofe is here with us in the studio on this trade deadline day. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. A little bit of action, not as much as maybe some Brewers fans want, but we've got some action.
Got a little bit. So less than an hour ago, Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Brewers are getting righty Dustin May and lefty Jojo Romero from the Cardinals. All right, before we get into what the Brewers did not do the last 2 days, tell us about Dustin May. Broad question. Is he a difference maker? Is this a big deal or not really?
I think it's a big enough deal, right? It's not what what all the Brewers fans wanted to see over the weekend with Tarek Skubal, who obviously went to the Dodgers. But now you've got a former Dodger in Dustin May, who's spent the last two seasons in St. Louis. He's got some stuff. And I think what we've noticed with the Brewers and pitching is if you have a guy who has raw talent, raw ability, and has some stuff, they can get the best out of you. So I think that is a nice swing for a guy who's had a nice year. Dustin May almost threw a no-hitter against the Brewers two months ago. He had a seven-inning, two-hit game against the Brewers. So Brewers fans who watch all 162 are very familiar with how good he can be when he's really good. And this coaching staff is one that will get the most out of somebody like Dustin May. So like that one. JoJo is another relief arm. You don't have a lot of left-handed arms coming out of the pen. So that's a big add for the Brewers as well.
What was going on behind the scenes with the Brewers of potentially getting Skubal? Was it just the Dodgers outnumbered them with the money?
I think it could be a number of reasons. It could be they didn't want to part ways with certain prospects. It could be as simple as some owners want to see a lockout next year. So trading the back-to-back Cy Young Award winner to the best team in baseball certainly could help those chances. So we will see what comes of that. I'm sure more information will still leak out over the course of the next couple of days. But I know the Brewers were definitely in conversations. They just weren't able to pull it off.
So as a home of the Brewers, we live and die Brewers around here more than probably most businesses, although Southeast Wisconsin loves their Brewers.
Yeah.
Sitting upstairs where I sit, there's a lot of sports-oriented people that sit around me. And the first 5 hours of the workday, everybody was crying and whining. Everybody was disappointed and sad. Then they made the Dustin May deal. Are you disappointed that we didn't get Skubal? Are you disappointed that this guy was listed as the 36th best trade candidate, according to ESPN, that's our big move?
Yeah, I guess we'll see if it ends up being the big move with a little over an hour left, but you're right, as of now it is. Was I disappointed? Yes. Was I surprised? No. I mean, we've learned over the years what the Brewers do at the deadline. They kind of buy in the middle. They usually don't take the big swing. I think Brewers fans, myself included, wanted to see them take the biggest swing they could at this deadline because this is the best team we've seen in probably my lifetime, right? They're that good. They're better than they were a year ago, and they had the best record in baseball a year ago. So I was disappointed, yes, but I don't view it as the end of the world. If the asking price was too high, and we know how much the Brewers value their farm system because they're not a team that goes out and buys the big free agents. They develop, and it's been successful for them. Jacob Mizorowski wasn't a big free agent, right? It's a guy they developed. So they want to keep those top prospects in-house, and I understand that, but you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? If you're going to make the big swing, which I think a lot of Brewers fans want, you also have to give up some of those top prospects. They didn't do it with Skubal. They did it here in this trade with the Cardinals. Number 11 and 13 prospects go out, but that's the price of doing business sometimes. And the Brewers certainly want to be in the dance. I mean, you got swept in the NLCS last year. They'd at least like to win a game this year, if not four, in the NLCS this year.
Who are you keeping an eye on as we approach the deadline at 5?
I don't know that I have names just because everything has changed so fast, right? By the time we go to commercial break, there may be some other player that's available.
Everybody's gone.
Well, yes and no, right? Like, I would love to see a bat, but I don't really know who fits the Brewers in terms of a need because defensively, they're pretty much set. They have who they like and positions maybe they could upgrade. There's really not anybody available. So would like to see them take a swing at a bat and maybe another starting or relief pitcher, but given how, to your point, John, been a lot of action today. I don't know how many guys are going to be traded in the next hour 10. So I'm not going to give you a name just because it's going to change so fast, but position-wise, bat would be the number one priority now for me.
I hear everything you said about prospects, and the Brewers have figured this out.
Yeah.
Matt Arnold does a really good job. We've got this figured out, but at some point, you got to push your chips into the middle. There has to be a year where maybe you don't give up the top guy, you don't give up the number two guy, but You got to be more aggressive because they develop guys. And because if you believe in Matt Arnold, guys they drafted in the fifth round last year or in the sixth round 2 years ago will develop. Push a blue chip prospect into the middle and try to go get somebody.
You're speaking my language right now, John, because this has been my irritation. And I love our fans who call in and chime in and talk with us about what's on their mind. But I have noticed a theme, and we did this yesterday on Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin, where I was taking phone calls and texts. And fans were happy they didn't trade because they would have had to trade the number 7 or number 9 or number 3 prospect for this. But those are the same people that are sitting here complaining about Matt Arnold not making a move at the deadline. And this goes back to me saying, you want your cake and eat it too. Do you want Matt Arnold to make a big splash, or do you want to hang on to the prospects and compete in 2030? I'd love to compete in 2030, but John, I want to compete in 2026.
I want to win. I want to win the World Series.
I want the World Series this year. So this is the year where, to me, I agree with you. It seemed like this would have been the year to shove the chips in the middle of the table. They're taking kind of the conservative approach, and maybe it'll pay off, right? They're still a really good team. I'm not disagreeing with that. But the Dodgers didn't only get better this weekend. They also took your top need, which was a dominant starting pitcher. And that's where my frustration, to go back to your earlier question, comes in of, I would have liked to see him pull it off. Obviously, they didn't. They're still trying to make some moves to help bolster the roster. But the Dodgers got that much better this weekend. And they swept in the NLCS last year. So.
At our expense, they got better because they got what we wanted.
Bingo. And that's it is frustrating. But again, I'm still going to watch. I still hope they can pull it off somehow. But this is a David versus Goliath story we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying you got to be tough, but this is against the Dodgers. And Antanasio said, is my job to win a World Series, or is my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion for a way to families to come together?
Yeah.
So,
win a World Series. That's your job.
He tried to backtrack that.
Yeah, that was before last season.
Yeah.
And obviously we've all run with that.
So what do you think?
I mean, he's definitely provided fun summers.
He has.
He's not wrong about that. I mean, they've been so good.
I won a World Series.
That's more fun. You know what's the most fun? Winning the World Series and holding that goofy-looking trophy with the flags on it.
Yeah.
That's the most fun. Is there a danger of sending the message that getting to the playoffs is enough? That enough is enough? That we're going to protect what we believe in? And I believe
John,
in the way...
Are you asking me about the Packers or the Brewers?
Both.
You can ask me about either.
Yeah. I like what Matt Arnold does.
Yeah.
And I believe in Matt Arnold. But at some point, do you run the danger of falling in love with the system you have? This is how we do it. This works. We don't give up our prospects. We're not going to do that. And you fall in love with that?
Is there danger? I'd say yes, but here's where I struggle. Because no market, and obviously they're one of the smallest markets, but no media market like Milwaukee has had the sustained success they've had. So we can't sit here and say it's wrong, can we?
Right.
But it hasn't gotten them all the way. But in a world where it's going to be the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets spending six times what you are on an annual basis.
How could we ever win?
Correct. And that's where next year.
It's not fair.
Next year makes me nervous because I don't know how much of a season there will be, especially after the Scooble news, right? If the Dodgers go out and win a third straight World Series, how would Milwaukee or Kansas City or Tampa Bay look at the league and say, why is there not a salary cap? Like, how are we letting them get away with that because they're making so much more money because they're in the second biggest market in the country when we're in market 30, right? So is there a danger, to go back to your question? Probably, but it's working for Milwaukee. And that's where I do struggle because they have the number one farm system in baseball. So there is hope that they'll have team control and these guys will be able to in 2031, 2032 win them a World Series when Mizorowski and Churio are still under team control and hopefully hitting the peak of their careers. So yes and no, right? Because they are always formidable. They're always in the conversation, and I do like that. We're all old enough to know how bad the Brewers were
right
when I was growing up. They weren't talked about because they were never in the dance, and that all changed in 2008 and 2011, and they've been relevant every year since. So there is a danger, but it's also a winning formula. So that's the struggle. That's why I don't envy Matt Arnold's job.
No,
long-term
I don't either.
Long term look in the future.
Yeah.
Does this mean that we might lose the Miz in the future?
I mean, he's under team control for several years, so we're
I know, but I'm
okay.
Looking down.
But yeah, I mean, if he stays healthy, he'll be a Dodger.
We will. They will absolutely trade him when they don't have any control left.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
They will.
He'll be a Yankee.
Unless the economics of the game change.
Which could happen next year.
Which could happen. So that's why we should cheer for that to happen. A texter really quick said this. Be patient, boys and girls. I've been watching for 52 years. Yeah, how many World Series have they won in 52 years?
I can't wait 52 more years.
Yeah, me either. Hey, texter, when you're 104 years old, maybe they'll have won a World Series. Alex Strofe I always appreciate your perspective.
We got fired up today. Good for us.
It's good because we care.
We
right?
do. It's because we care.
And we love this ball team.
We do.
We and
do.
We like Matt Arnold, too. Just
Dude, I don't envy his job. I'll
be brave, Matt. Be brave.
Be brave. Chips in the middle.
Yeah, chips in just a little bit. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.